my fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It was like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a two-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
Oh, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to Bread and Circuses. It's been so motherfucking long. It's been like almost a month. Life happened. I was moving and just all kinds of shit.
Yeah, man. And then I was fucking, I've been, so the summer's been going on. I've been doing a summer class, and then I've also been taking care of my child all summer. So we've been a little strapped for time. I just haven't been had a lot of time. And I've been getting back in shape and everything. Cause you know, I've been putting a lot of thought into it. And I'm thinking about after I graduate college, rejoining the Army as an officer, man.
Hell yeah. There you go.
Really? I know me and Caleb have talked about it, but it's like, man, I don't see this stuff in the Ukraine. Like,
yeah,
going anywhere. You know, I can only see it escalating and you know, I've talked to a lot of people about it and, you know, it's kind of reinforced my idea about it. And so, yeah. So I just been.
Fuck yeah. Well, you go kill the Russians, man. Go
kill It's not even about, man, when you're a fucking leader in the middle, you're not even really pulling triggers at all. You're
just telling
people to do it. So
go kill the Russians, you're telling them. That's what you're just telling them.
I honestly don't even know if America will like directly be engaged with that. I think it'll be like Syria, man. We're like there, but we're not like. The official story is that we're not there and that we're not actually doing anything. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
like, dude, England, the UK's got military there in the Ukraine and Eastern Ukraine or Western Ukraine training up troops. Like,
yeah.
The US has troops in Poland and fucking Germany and like Italy and also all like basically all the countries surrounding it going like just waiting. You know what I mean? I'm like, I believe it. Yeah. I don't see it going anywhere anytime other than worse, so you know.
Yeah, no, I fucking believe it. Shit's getting wild over there, man. Like, it's like I know the news about it has died down because they want to talk about like mass shootings and abortion and monkeypox, but
there was just a massive land grab. Like, the Russians just had a pretty massive victory in the northeastern part of the country. So I'm sure that they probably aren't going to go on another offensive probably for like another month or so. There's probably just like skirmishes going on as they're like rebuilding their lines and shit.
Sure.
I know like tons of not all of them, but some of the Ukrainian troops are able to get out of the northeast area. I forget the name. I send Caleb fucking videos all the time from like news sources that I actually trust about it. And like, Donetsk, I don't know, some Eastern European
InfoWars.
There's like videos of like the Ukrainian troops like leaving by like school buses and shit, going like, "Yeah, dude, we just got fucked up."
Bye. Well, they're getting the shit mortared out of them. I've seen
artilleryed out of them.
Yeah,
too,
artillery
man.
Out of them. Yeah. It's shit's wild over there, man. But it's so weird because like parts of it. It's just business as usual in the country. Like when people think of like a war-torn country, you don't think that, you know, 500 miles away in the same country, someone's sitting at a Starbucks. Like
Ukraine is humongous, man. Like Ukraine is like the entire, like it's like a fourth of the United States or some shit. Like it's a big country.
It's so dangerous. President Zelensky can meet with Bono.
Yeah, right. Zelensky's going like, oh, the Russians, they're shooting chlorine gas at us and they're nuking our soldiers. Please give me money.
Yeah, let me meet with the guy that sang Joshua Tree. There we go. Yeah, yeah. Fucking,
yeah, fucking
put that Bono free album on our fucking phones in 2010 or whatever.
Bono was just gonna go and completely wipe out the Russian military.
Dude, that's their plan. He's gonna drop some new music and send it to every iPhone in Russia without their consent. That's what they did. fucking Bono. Oh my god, dude, it's been so long. I don't even know like where to get started. Like what even this happened?
It's been pretty stupid, dude. Like,
well,
I know we've been seeing more of this Fallout stuff of the Roe v. Wade shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been coming out. Then we
the whores are big mad. The whores are big mad.
The whores are
very upset about what's what's going on with the as Andrew Schultz calls them, the scoop scoops.
The scoops. Why does he call them the scoop scoops?
Scoop them out. Dude, his bit about abortion that Netflix rejected his special for. I'm not going to play the whole 6 minute thing on here. Go to YouTube and y'all listen to this. Go search Andrew Schultz abortion. There are certain bits from comedians that make me feel bad about myself as a comic. That's one of them. That is one of the best written, best delivered. I mean, it's so, and it's on his new special, and Netflix wasn't going to air it if he wouldn't remove it. So he said, fuck you, I'm going to do it myself. And he's selling it on his website for like 10 bucks a pop. Yeah, seriously, that is one of the best written bits I have ever heard. It makes fun of both sides.
I like Andrew
equally.
Schultz too, he's man. Like, he's one of my favorite comedians, like of the newer, like the last like 5 years.
Yes,
man. Like,
him and Shane Gillis. Yeah,
his crowd work is so good. Like, I see shorts of his crowd work all the time. Like, yo, this guy like can work the crowd. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
really good.
The abortion thing. I think it's really a. I don't know if it's quite having as much of an effect as Democrats and people on the left thought it was going to, because I think a lot of them have exposed themselves ever since it became, they're not illegal, but ever since Roe got repealed. Mm-hmm. Because it's becoming very evident that for not all, but a lot of these pro-choice activists, it doesn't have anything to do with women's rights. It doesn't have anything to do with medical health. It's got everything to do with being able to fuck whoever you want and having a get out of jail free card. Like that's really it. You know what I mean? And like,
I mean, yeah,
I'm someone that I don't even know. I mean, I guess I consider myself pro-choice to some degree, but it's like the argument of my body, my choice. Well, I mean, it's you chose to have sex. That's what you chose to do, right? You're not free from consequences. The consequences of getting pregnant.
I'm like Dave Chappelle, where I'm only pro-choice under one circumstance, and that's if they get rid of child support.
Hey, yeah. If you can abort them,
If we're gonna go full like fucking,
that's really all it is.
Full
that's
scumbag mode on it. You know what I mean? Like, you have your right to your body. Cool. I have my right to my money. You know?
All an abortion.
To support your child, then
you know, yeah. If you think about it, all an abortion really is just a woman ducking out on child support.
Like, yeah, but really like the maternal aspects of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. But I mean, so it's like, no, it's, I mean, you have your body. Yeah, it's your body, your choice. You have the right to have sex with somebody and you have a consequence. Just like I have the right to go out and get stupid drunk. But it's a consequence if I, you know, give myself liver failure, piss my pants
and get on video of it.
So, yeah. If I get in a car and go kill somebody while drunk driving, like those are the consequences. I don't have a right to do that. You know, I don't like I have a right to go get drunk, but I, you know, it may put me in the hospital because I need to get my stomach pumped because I had too much. Like that's there's a difference between rights and consequences. And like, I mean, there's like the situation with the little girl in Ohio that got raped. And so like, I think that person should be able to get an abortion there.
You know what I think though, man, I think that they should separate, like they should call, like, cause everyone always wants to try to be like, oh, like the medical term ones. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they should separate those or call it something different than like some girl that just doesn't want to be a mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
well, I want to make this is going to prevent me from making PowerPoints for $60,000 a year.
Yeah, right. Because it's like you know what I mean? Like, I whenever people try to use the medical excuse, it's like, whatever, man. Like, that makes you fucking sleep at night for having right. a position. But it's like, that's like bare. That's like, well, hardly any of the abortions that happen are because of like medical reasons.
Very few. And the thing is, if you would ask those people, okay, what if we gave you that? What if rape, incest, or situations where the mother's life was threatened, or where the child was going to be like so fucked up that, you know, because there's like certain genetic disorders that kids have where they have no quality of life. They're a vegetable. They're plugged to a machine their entire life.
Yeah, I know. I had a cousin like that, man. Yeah. It's because her mom drank a lot when she was
pregnant. Yeah. Well, I mean, so situations like that, like extreme situations, rape, incest, mother's life is threatened, and it, you know, where there's going to be no quality of life for the child. What if we, the thing is, if you took all four of those situations and are like, you know what, we'll give you those. It can be legal in all those situations. Those are
a different term. It's a different term. We're calling them like medical terminations
because that's,
instead of those, abortions.
You know those are the four situations they like to bring up the most. If you gave them those four and were like, okay, you could have those. Those will stay legal. We'll get rid of the rest of them. They still wouldn't want to because it's nothing to do with those because they know those are such a small percentage that they're statistically irrelevant, not literally irrelevant, but statistically irrelevant. So they know that. And the next best thing they can do is, you know, it's just fucking fucked up, man. Like, it's
the whole argument. You know, I've always said that like abortion is like one of those things where it's like, I don't know if there's really a right answer.
No, there's not.
You know what I mean? But like, I don't know. I just like dismantling a lot of the pro-choice arguments because a lot of them are like the only one that you really can't like logically say, like, have a counter argument to is like the one of just like the women just being like look, it's my body, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, you can like, have arguments, counter arguments to that.
Well, so you could just be like
someone else's body.
Well, you could just be like, I mean, if you want to boil it down to what it really is, it's like, I don't want to be a mom, then I mean, like, I fucking guess, man. Like,
there's other ways to handle that, though.
Yeah, it would, but you know what I mean? Like, I know that, like, you could do, like, adoption and stuff, mm-hmm. but, like, still, though, that, like, that goes, like, giving birth and stuff on a woman is, like, makes permanent changes on the physiology that, like, will never go back to normal. Even if you give birth and give like have an abortion or no, excuse me. Even if you give birth and give a baby up for adoption, like there's still going to be changes to that woman's body. That's like never going to go back to how it was before. So it's like, you know, I get that, but like you can also like be honest and just be like, you don't want that to happen to you. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to do with like a proprietary, right? It's like, I don't want that to happen to me.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get to the bottom of it. You know,
the argument I see used often because, you know, when you say, well, it's my body, my choice. And then the counter argument is that, well, a baby is someone else's body. The argument that's made is, well, that kid couldn't live without the mother, without the host. Right. But neither could a 2-year-old, you know. You abandon a 2-year-old, the 2-year-old's not going to be able to live on its own. That doesn't mean it's okay.
I absolutely hate the arguments that try to like dehumanize like small children.
Right.
It's like, dude, it's still a fucking kid, man.
Like, right. And that's my thing is it's like, okay, it's your body, your choice, but if you
it goes with like this like anti-human sentiment, man. Like, mm-hmm. dude, I'm in an environmentalist and like an environmental science class mm-hmm. right now in college, right?
Yeah.
And like it was only one chapter of it, but it kind of has this like overarching like stink about it of just like hating humanity. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And it's like it goes along this like same argument of like you've seen these fucking people that are always like, oh yeah, the world could do with like a fucking, you know, getting rid of like 40% of the world population.
No, it couldn't.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, well, people will say that bullshit because like people are just like fucking like rocks to them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like that same thinking goes into this pro-choice where they don't give a shit that child that they're aborting is like a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if it's like a kid with Down syndrome, dude, like there's still plenty of people out there in Down syndrome that are like contributing members to society, dude. Like they mm-hmm. work in like fucking grocery stores.
And they're great like, for me to laugh at. So, I mean, like, you know, don't take that away from me.
It's like those are still people, man. Like it goes again. Like that's like another left-wing like thing of like, oh, like, you know, handicapped people are people. Well, it's like, okay, well, apparently the world would be a lot better off if you just aborted them. You know,
or even like the world would be better off if without poor kids. That's, you know, there's like what good is it? What kind of life is it for a kid if he's got to grow up with a single mom on welfare? I don't know. Why don't you go talk to one and ask him? Say, hey, would you rather be dead? And see what he says. See what he says.
No, ask him. Just be like, yo, the world would have been better off if you had never been born.
Yeah, go tell him that.
Probably like, fuck you, dude.
It's
like,
more or less what they're saying. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that like grew up like that, and then they ended up like going to school or some shit, or going to like the trade school or something, and ended up like making some shit, you know, joined the military and made some shit out of their fucking life. You know,
broke the cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
plenty of people that break the cycle. That's fucked up to tell them. And you can think that, but to tell those people, hey, the world would be better off without you. No, fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like that argument at all, man. It's also very classist. It's like, that's
very classist.
That's the one ist you can be, is classist. Mm-hmm. You can hate on poor people, or specifically, you can hate on rich people. Like, you know, I mean, you can drag on rich people all you fucking want, but like, I mean, you can like inadvertently hate on poor people.
Oh, you can straight up call for a genocide of poor people. I mean, that's basically what they're saying when they're saying it's better to be dead than raised by a single mom on welfare. Yeah, basically, that's what they're saying. No, but it goes back to the my body, my choice, and that's why I can kill it. I mean, I think most of us can agree that if a mom were to drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day while pregnant, or smoke meth, or do crack, or take coke, that should be illegal. Right. Like, I think that baby comes out with severe disabilities, which it will. She should face some type of repercussion, whether that's criminally having
women
a child
never
taken.
Women don't get criminally charged for anything, dude.
But I think we should
female privilege, you know,
because I mean, if like I feel most people would agree that smoking and drinking and doing drugs during pregnancy should be illegal to some degree. So why? We got to be consistent here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a losing argument is the problem. Is there's no way, no one's ever going to agree with anybody on it. I really don't even know where I stand on it. You know, it's just,
I've come to the conclusion that I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, you can make like certain circumstantial arguments where abortion would be okay, but
sure.
That's not, you know what I mean? Like, that's not
what
like
the overwhelming majority of it's used for.
Exactly. And I don't think that the world would be better off with less people. So,
right. Like, I'm with you. Mean? Yeah, no, I'm with you 100% there. I think I take the side of the counter argument to whoever I'm talking to.
Yeah, right.
just to piss, because I know it's such an emotional charge issue. Whatever pisses people off.
I only take the side of the pro-choicers, and I'll be like, yeah, you know what, man, I agree with you, but you have to get rid of child support, like as a legal law, like that has to completely go away then, because you know what I mean. That's an anti male fucking dominion right there. Yep. And if we got to be happy to everybody, well,
they'll say that's fighting back against the patriarchy. Will be their excuse for that.
If you can have the baby, it's like Dave Chappelle said: if you can have the baby, I can abandon it. Right?
Yep. You can kill him, we can abandon him. Hey, Dave, exactly. He's got. I know it's such a simplistic view. But fuck, he's got.
So is a pro-choice.
Well,
so is pro-life. I mean, honestly, both of those are really simplistic views.
Andrew Schultz's view is that he said, "I'm pro-choice." He's like, "It's a women's body. It's their right to choose. I'm 100% for it." Because one day we're going to die and we're going to go to heaven. And God's like, why y'all been killing them babies? And you're like, y'all, no. It's just the women. It's their body. We made it clear it was their right to choose.
That's fucking
like, you better pay for your sins, honey. Because we know I paid for your sins.
That's fucking great.
No, man. Dude, it's one of those bits. It's 7 minutes. And it's just one of those bits that it's like, fuck, I'm never going to be a fucking professional at this. But no, dude, it was, yeah, no. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's just such a divisive issue. And there's really no matter where you stand on it, you're going to piss half the country off. So it's just like, I mean, why even fucking bother with it?
It's funny. I don't know if they still do it, but I remember there was like one like Miss America pageant where they asked like the people about that. And I'm like, you know what the thing is, though? It's like you can say like the pro-choice argument. And like in a lot of the media and stuff, like not if you go to like small town America, you'll get fucking shit on for it.
Yes, so, queen.
But if you say the pro-choice argument, everyone's like, yeah, fucking say it, baby. But like, dude, you say anything about being pro-life, dude, and you just get dragged by the entire fucking Western world, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
well, what's funny is I know everyone likes to point to Europe as these big, you know, havens for progressivism, but Europe's abortion laws are much stricter than the United States.
Hey, I'm just saying too, also like with Europe, and anybody ever wants to bring up any fucking kind of social like awesomeness about Europe, you have to fucking understand that we supplement a lot of their military budget.
And we're about to supplement even more with Sweden and Finland.
No, we're about to fucking supplement less because all these countries now, like Germany, the UK, France, Italy, all these other NATO countries that now realize like, oh, fuck, Russia's calling us out because we fucking suck. You know what I mean? Now that they're invading another fucking non-NATO country, we should probably like, dude, I saw like Germany like signed like $8 billion or some stupid shit to their defense budget. Like every fucking NATO country in Europe has now like increased their military spend. And yeah, literally like I know in the instance of Germany, it's going to take them like 6 years to come back to like where they want to be. It's like, bruh, Russia could like take over three fucking countries in 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, it took the United States like a pretty long time to like liberate France in World War II, right? Like, I don't think the time frame thing is anything like when Germany in World War II like took over like all of Europe in like fucking 8 months. You know what I mean? Because like,
yeah,
that was some crazy circumstantial shit that even had the whole world going like, yo, what the fuck?
Sure.
But like, I mean, Ukraine is going to fall to Russia, you know what I mean? Unless like NATO goes there and stops it.
Unless we're willing to take it to a nasty place that I don't think we're willing to take it to.
Well, like if with NATO could like, dude, all of you Western Europe could just do it. And we just are like, we're going to sell you guys fucking helicopters and planes. You know what I mean?
We're the arms dealers.
Basically, dude, like, I mean, the United States' defense, like, fucking production is insane. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So there's this instance with like with Poland, right? Mm-hmm. Poland, so like it kind of when it goes with Europe, right? Like Germany in Western Europe is kind of like the fucking economic powerhouse of Western Europe, right?
Right.
So like there was this big deal that Poland, instead of buying the Leopard 2 tanks, which is like German produced like modern tanks, right? Leopard 2s.
Yeah.
Instead of buying Leopard 2s because you know Germany doesn't really give a fuck about their military, they went and bought US Abrams tanks. They bought like our tanks. And like that had like Germany and a bunch of those other Western countries being like, yo, what the fuck? Why are you buying American and not buying European? And I'm like, well, the Americans like, you know, develop their military technology better because we actually spend our tax money on fucking defense spending. Unlike these fucking bitch ass Western European countries that don't spend shit of their budget on military.
Yeah, here it is. Poland agrees on the purchase of 116 secondhand M1 Abrams main battle tanks. I'll pull it up real quick here. But yeah.
That's, and you know who was very upset about that? Germany, UK, and France, because they didn't buy Leclerc's Challengers or fucking Leopard tanks, man.
Well, stop making such a shitty product.
Exactly. It's because they don't spend any of their money on defense budgets. And that's how they're able to afford to do all these awesome ideas like universal healthcare and shit. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's never a conservative argument against universal healthcare that it's not like a good idea.
No one says it's not a good idea on paper.
Doesn't say that anyway. The problem is, it's just like it's really fucking expensive, man. In theory,
it sounds good. You know what I mean?
It'd be awesome if I could buy a brand new car every year for the rest of my life, dude. That's a fucking great idea, man. I'd never have to deal with car problems.
It's like if a little kid's like, what if everyone just got $1 million?
Yeah, dude,
to their bank account every day.
Dad, why don't you just buy me a new toy every day for the rest of my life and I'll never get bored? It's like, yeah, that solves one issue, but like,
why don't we just put the credit card on another credit card? And that's been the U.S. government's fiscal policy for the last 40 years. Yeah. Never mind. Bad example. That actually happens.
Depends on who you talk to, if the Fed is a part of the U.S. government or not.
Well, like, yeah, fair enough. No, we did a game with my girl's little sister. We were sitting sitting there killing time waiting for something, and she was like making us do this auction game, right? And she was like, she's like making me and Mia bid on stuff, right? Just like on random toys. And like,
how old is she again? She's like 12 now.
She's
right?
10. She's 10. This is a couple years ago. But she's like, she goes, so you gotta, she's like, so you guys gotta bid, and whoever bids the highest wins. And I go, well, how much is our budget? She goes, you don't have one. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. I was like, we'd have to have a budget.
Trying to explain, like,
an auction wouldn't work like without a budget. Like, if I had unlimited money, I'd just go up and up and up until I won. And she's like, well, everyone gets $100 billion. And I'm like, okay, we're going to talk about inflation here. Let's sit down. And I'm you are rendering the dollar worthless and destroying the economy.
That's funny because she has about as much like fucking budgeting knowledge as like a lot of mid 20 year old
college socialists. What if everyone just had $100 billion?
What if everybody, now get this, what if everybody just got like $1,000 every fucking day, dude?
Every day.
Money is just fake, bro. Like, money is a fake fucking idea. So we can all just have a million of it, dude. Right on.
The universal basic income, man. That's gonna give everyone $1,000 a month. I love how Andrew Yang, so like, because his whole thing was, we're gonna give everyone $1,000 a month. That was his whole thing. So he said, I want to take six families.
I thought he said two. Oh, it was originally $2,000.
It went down.
Lowered it to $1,000.
Yeah, he said, I want to take six families, and for a year, I'm going to give them each $1,000 a month and see if it improves their lives. And that'll be his argument for universal basic income. I'm like, well, of course, on a small scale like that, if you gave six families $1,000 a month, yes, of course, that's going to improve their lives. But when you give it to everyone...
Like, that's why I consider myself very like central when it comes to politics.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand the utility of something like food stamps or something like that, where it's like you have to be under a certain income to get those kind of benefits, right? Mm. Not only that, but like very, very little of your fucking paycheck is taxes, like of your taxes go to like SNAP benefits, right? Like 1 cent or 2 cents.
Two cents too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, dude, it's like, people get like $300 a month of like food benefits. And it's like, usually the people that are on that are like people with like kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, kids can't really go and work. Like, even if they wanted to, there's like child labor laws now. Like, you know, if you wanted to send your kids to the fucking meatpacking plants,
I was thinking the mines.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Well, a lot of that work's done by like fucking machinery now. So
kids are cheaper.
They're not like people out there swinging pickaxes and shit. You know what I mean? Singing like the machines hymns. Are fucking more efficient. It's not even about
singing
the
hymns.
Yeah. So it's like, if you want to go send them to work at like the Tyson meat plants in fucking Fremont, you know what I mean? And have them potentially fall into a machine and get turned into sausage. Like, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, somewhere. It was like 100 years ago.
Did you hear about the two guys in Hershey, Pennsylvania that fell into the giant tub of chocolate factory?
What a great way to die, dude.
No, they got them out. The fire department had to show up. But it was like they were at work and fell into like the big...
Willy Wonka, that's what I
was like, there a man in a purple hat running around? Yeah, like, it's like
the fucking orange midgets came out like,
they're out there. That fucking Willy Wonka movie, dude. I remember thinking, even as a kid, I'm like, dude, this guy's like going on a killing spree, and these orange freaks just come out and sing. They could go save this kid.
Him. The kids are killing themselves, and that's the whole point of the book.
And he's a sociopath because he doesn't care. Like, you'll have a kid. Yeah. Oh, no, you took a kid to a fucking river full of chocolate. And yeah, he was fascinated by it. And he falls off. And Willy Wonka's just like, oh, well, he got what was coming to him. I'm like, you asshole. I don't think he deserved to die because he wanted chocolate. He was 10.
All those little fucking dickhead kids got what was coming to him.
The blueberry girl. And the,
what did she do again? She like went and snatched like a piece of bubble gum and she blew up. What happened to the one like really spoiled girl? She like falls into like the
Want an Oompa Loompa now. That one,
yeah, that one. She like falls into like an egg sorting thing. They're like, she is a bad egg. And she,
oh,
like, falls
into
an incinerator or some shit.
The rich girl, Willy Wonka. What happened to her? That's not it. What the fuck is this? How does she? Oh, yeah.
I read Willy Wonka like a really long time ago, like in like the second grade, but I don't remember it
anymore. Here, I just found a video. We'll watch it real quick. It's only a couple minutes. We'll see what happens to her.
Is it the original one or is it the one?
The original. It's not Johnny Depp. Yeah, no, it's the original.
Both of those movies are pretty good. I really like the guy. Who's the guy that plays Willy Wonka in the old one?
Gene Wilder.
Love Gene Wilder. Yeah. So
good actor. Rest in peace.
Here we go again.
All right, sweetheart. All right. Daddy will get your golden goose as soon as we get home.
Daddy will get you a wonderful
Dad is Boris Johnson.
How much do you want for the golden goose?
They're not for sale.
Name your price.
She can't have one.
Who says I can't?
The man with a funny hat.
The owner. You little cunt.
I want one. I want a golden goose. Gooses.
Why does she want a golden goose anyway? Like,
it's
what
same,
is a kid gonna do with a goose?
I mean, I just feel like she's like so rich, right? That like she's constantly chasing the dragon. It's like how like mega billionaires are pedophiles. It's because they've achieved everything else. They want like the forbidden fruit. So
you think all billionaires are pedophiles?
No, but this Veruca Salt, this is Ghislaine Maxwell as a little girl, is the point I'm trying to make here.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, this is.
I want my geese to lay gold eggs for you.
So we don't get like fucking in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember if she sings this. Yeah, she sings a song.
To wear my braids in my head.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, she like.
Yeah, here we go.
I want it now.
Yeah, she's a bad egg. For a long time.
It's a long fall.
Into the lava pit.
She was a bad egg.
She was a bad egg.
Where'd she go?
Where all the other bad eggs go? Down the garbage chute.
They set her down the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah, dude. The garbage chute.
Where did it lead to?
To the furnace.
The furnace. She'd be sitting like a sausage.
Well, not necessarily. She could be stuck just inside the tube.
Inside the... Hold on! Veruca! Sweetheart! Daddy's coming!
Damn.
I mean, honestly, is that guy really that bad of a guy for, like, caring for his child?
No, but you know who really won that scene? Was that dude's wife and his other kids, because the inheritance just got fucking, it's now like a three-way split instead of a four.
I'm not sure about that. Like, you really think the fucking rich wife there is like doing anything to contribute to that?
Well, no. What I'm saying is,
no,
I mean, the wife
all.
Just,
she's
the
literally not even working. She probably can't even work.
The wife just got all his money and the insurance. And now the kids, it's going to be one less kid, one less sibling to split
it
with.
Like the '60s when that movie was made.
Yeah. I just
there was no insurance back then, was there? They're getting like $100,000. Like,
dude, $100,000 would be like $100 million today.
All I'm saying is like, yeah, okay, if the guy gets incinerated too, like that guy probably owns like some business or some shit.
Yeah.
That the wife is not taking over it. You know what I mean?
No, she just sell it.
Yeah. She's like the like 60s equivalent of like some fucking like plastic surgery type Kardashian bitch or something like that now.
You know? The Kardashians are hustlers. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because who's the one that's like useless? Khloe, right? Khloe's the one that hasn't.
Khloe's the fat one that fucked Lamar Odom.
Yeah, she's the one that's like fucking all the basketball players, right? No,
yeah,
that's
with
that's Kate.
She's
the young.
They girl. All are not Caitlin. No, not. She's no, Chloe's with Tristan Thompson, the center now. He's played for the Cavs and the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's with him now. They got a
couple. Yeah, but she doesn't really do anything. She's like the one that nobody likes in the family, right?
Yeah, she's the ugly stepsister.
Exactly.
She's she is the one that if you look at her, so a lot of people don't, this is like an internet conspiracy theory and it's kind of valid. So she looks different than the other two prior to the plastic surgery, right? Mm-hmm. She looked different than the other two. Well, the theory is that her dad was O.J. Simpson because her mom slept with O.J. Simpson.
She doesn't look half black, though.
Well, O.J. is only half black, so she would only be a quarter black.
Still, though, she doesn't look like she's... Like, O.J.'s got, like, a lot of the black genes, you know what I mean? Like,
let's look her... we got to find pre-plastic surgery, though. Yeah, because now she just looks white. I mean, she looks like a completely different person now than she did. back when she looked like one of the.
Although, yeah, I guess girls. When it comes to like half black kids and half black, half white kids specifically, you never know what the fuck you're gonna get with those, man.
Yeah,
like, I look at somebody like Steph, Steph Curry looks like he's like fucking Armenian or some shit.
Right.
It's worse with Seth. Seth looks like he's like straight up like Eastern European, lower. You know what I mean?
So here she is on the far left, pre everything. I could see her being a quarter black.
You think so? And what? In what ways? Like
just the skin tone
on it. The skin tone. She's just white.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
She looks just as white as I do. You know what I mean? Like,
man, I don't know. Fucking.
You got to think too. Like her dad. Like the which one is the Armenian one? Is it the dad or the mom?
The dad. The dad's well. So the dad defended OJ in court.
Yeah.
Friends. Yeah.
So what is the mom in that? She's just like American. Like
she's just white. Let me see. Kris Jenner ethnicity. Let's look at. We're going deep into the Kardashians here. Kris Jenner race. I don't fucking. Let's see here. How old is Kris Jenner and what is her ethnicity? They're both Armenian.
So, like, Armenian is, like, southern, like, tip of, like, Russia type shit. You know what I mean? Like, Middle Eastern, basically.
Well, if you ask Cenk, the Armenian genocide never happened.
Yeah, of course.
Armenian genocide, it never happened. But
I mean, like, if you look at, like, Kim Kardashian before fucking, like, before plastic surgery and everything, she looks very Middle Eastern, dude. Like she looks very like Arabic, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah. I don't know, man. You know, maybe all I know is Chloe's the one that like doesn't do anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the Jenner,
like Kim has like all these like weird businesses.
Yeah,
and then like fuck it, who's the youngest one?
That's Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney has like the makeup, right?
She's the one that's like married to Travis Barker.
She's married to Travis Barker.
They got married.
Who's the one with who's
you're thinking of Kylie Jenner.
Kylie. Yeah. Kylie.
Yeah, she's the one with all the makeup.
Yeah.
No, Courtney.
She's with Devin Booker, right?
Yeah.
She's slept with a bunch of like fucking basketball players.
Yep. Yeah, that's her. Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day. It said the Kardashian team versus the Jenner team. Who would win 5-on-5?
Who's the Kardashian team?
It's let's see.
The Jenner team is like Blake Griffin, like Ben Simmons, Devin Booker.
So the Kardashian team was James Harden, Lamar Odom.
James Harden, really?
Chris Humphries.
Who did he sleep with? Which one did he sleep with? Chloe?
I think so. Or no, Chloe or Courtney, one of the two.
I didn't follow basketball drama. When did that happen? Was that when he was in Houston or something?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Chris Humphries was the one she married for like a month. And then Rick Fox was with one of them too.
Rick Fox.
Yeah. Rick Fox, who's like 50. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's he do now? Is he like an actor?
He is an actor. Yeah.
What does he act in?
I wonder. Was he in that new Adam Sandler movie? Oh no, he's had roles in a bunch of like CW TV shows and shit.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay. Yeah, I got he's been in a bunch of shit. Okay. I didn't realize that. But so that was I think the Jenner team wins there. So
I think so too. Yeah.
Devin Booker on his own might be. I think he's a better player than Harden ever was. Harden's a ball hog.
You think so? I don't know, man. Well, I think Devin Booker's a really good basketball player. I think they're completely different players though. Devin Booker isn't really like a ball in hand, like play, you know what I mean? Like Devin Booker's a really good shooter, but like Harden's got like the only weak part of Harden's game is really his defense, and like not even like all of his defense. Like the dude like can defend against on the inside really well against like smaller guards and shit, because like he's fucking big, like he's muscular, so
sure.
Yeah, he doesn't get pushed around like when guards try to, you know, post up on him or anything like that.
Right.
Which doesn't really happen a whole lot in the modern NBA, but you know what I mean? Like he can defend like threes and shit that try to do it. So.
Right. Yeah, it's, I don't know. So it'd be a good game. I think Rick Fox carries the team, though.
Yeah, definitely.
All in Rick their Fox. Primes. All in their primes, of course.
Doesn't Rick Fox have like a ring with the Celtics?
Not with the Celtics, but he was on somebody. He like snuck in a ring.
Oh, he was on the Lakers. Yeah, I'm looking at that. He was on those creepy Lakers.
Yep, that's what it was. Yeah. Yep. He snuck a ring in somewhere, but. So yeah, it's no, that's Mia crazy. Has Mia watching the card. I don't watch it. Like, I'll sit there and do shit on my laptop or whatever, and she'll watch play it in the background.
You sit in the living room while she watches it.
Dude, those people are such a train wreck.
The fact of like, I think 100% that like those reality shows and everything are like a lot of it staged.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? I doubt that like those people really act like they do on camera, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they know it sells and drama sells, and like these people out here would, you know, love watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the new reality shows, like the Netflix ones, are even worse, like the Love Is Blind and stuff like that.
Which one is the one? Is that the one where they went to the island?
No, that's a different one. I know what you're talking about.
That one was good. Love Is Blind is lame. I think it was called Love Island, right? Like where they
had
that one was actually really funny because like that one stupid white bitch that was on there, like that everyone was like making fun of the entire time. I don't like him. Like, I actually enjoyed that one. I'm not one to really like those like reality shows, but that one was pretty good. Like,
there was a guy on Love Is Blind named Shake. And it was this Indian guy, and he was just a massive douchebag. I want to see if I can find like his highlight reel, because it was like,
hell yeah, dude.
Let's look at, yeah, here. Let's see if we can find like his let's see, the man who broke a dating show is the first thing that comes up. It's this guy named Shake. Oh, we should try to get him on the podcast.
You think he'd come on?
It's not like he has anything else going on. Like,
yeah, right?
Here he is. Here, I'll play him. He's kind of like he kind of reminds me of Aziz Ansari in Parks and Rec. Here we go.
You love buying clothes for girls. Yeah, what's your size? Would you like to work out?
Is that a black girl or?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh yeah, no, Love Is Blind. That is the show where they go to the island, out? Right?
Oh.
Will you marry me?
Maybe.
Yeah, and the guys have to like propose to him, or otherwise they never get to talk again.
That's it. Yeah. No,
I liked season one, man. That show wasn't too bad.
So this guy was season two. So here, watch this one.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, I get along best with individuals that do work out.
Will you marry me?
I get along best with individuals that do work out. Let me see where. Oh, here he is again. Here's our boy Shake.
Yes.
As soon as I see her, it's gonna be two hands. Boom. I already let her know.
He's a veteran.
Here on out. She's within a 2 mile radius from me. That booty is not safe.
Hey, you know what? Pause it real quick.
Yeah.
Why can't a guy be into like other girls that work out? You know.
No, I don't have a problem with that. No, I think it's funny that he's being a fucking savage.
Yeah.
Because women love to judge men based on their height. You know what I mean? Exactly. Must be 6 feet tall. Well, that's something we can't control. You can control whether you work out.
It's like a lifestyle, man. Like, if you're a guy that likes to work out and you're with a girl that doesn't like to work out, you know, I mean, that's going to create tension, especially in the long term. You're going to resent her for like, because not only is she not going to want to go work out with you, which is like a part of your, like something you enjoy doing, mm-hmm. but she's going to get fucking mad at you for going and spending time by yourself working out at the gym. And it's like, I mean, you're going to resent her for it.
Especially if you're like big into health and fitness, like you said, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, if you're gonna get with some fat slob that wants to eat KFC and
it doesn't even
Wendy's
really need to
day.
Be a fat slob. It can just be like a normal chick that doesn't like to do any of that shit. You know what I mean? That's just genetically fucking gifted to where they can go eat fucking shit food all the time, and it just builds up in their organs. You know what I mean?
It kills them 40 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's still like, but that's still gonna create like huge tension within the relationship.
Yeah, but. So. I just like people. You'll see like people that are, especially men, that are in really good shape, and it's the typical societal thing to call those guys shallow if they don't want to be with women that are fat, because they're fat shaming. But It's like, bro, that's a completely two different lifestyles.
Those fat bitches don't want to get with fat dudes, you know?
Right, yeah, go get with another fat dude. If it ain't a big deal, why are you fat shaming him?
Fucking Jabba babies together.
Right, yeah. Well, that's usually what they end up having to do, that or dying alone and miserable. But that's my thing, is I'm like, dude, that's two completely different lifestyles. That guy obviously values his health and fitness. She doesn't. That's her choice. That's fine. But that would be like, hey, I'm sober from alcohol. I don't want to date someone that's a falling over drunk. That's not shallow. It's two different lifestyles. Yeah,
the way that those producers like framed that, and that YouTube editor framed that, was like him saying, like, I like girls that work out. It's like a fucking, like, oh, because God, I can't believe he said that. He's
monster.
I can't do it. If he doesn't want to be with some fucking chick that doesn't like to take care of herself, like, dude, that's on him, man. He doesn't have to marry some fucking chick that, like, any chick, you know what I mean? Like, that's that fucking female entitlement bullshit that, like,
he doesn't have to marry this monster, this fucking slob. Right? So, speaking of body shaming women, so do you remember the guy that did the Ukraine rap? Alex Stein?
Yeah, the one that we played on here.
He's back and he went viral again.
What did he do?
In Washington, D.C. Here we go. I'll play it for you here. Here we go.
Congresswoman AOC is calling out the creepy guy who hassled her on the steps of the Capitol.
You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that
big booty, Latina.
The firebrand liberal.
I gotta find the actual, because she shared it to her Twitter, and it was just him doing it. And she was like, "I was about to go deck him, but I needed to catch a vote instead of a case."
Right. Yeah, you were gonna punch this guy. Yeah, I'm sure you were, dude. You're gonna go punch a Nazi, right?
Like, yep, that's what it was. Yeah, and that's what he is. He's a Nazi because he made fun of it. Yeah. Okay, so here's a video.
He's, my favorite big booty Latina. Oh my God, dude. He went all the way to D.C. to fucking harass
him. Well, he had a comedy show in D.C. that night. So, okay, here we go.
See, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She wants to kill babies. She's still beautiful. You look very
beautiful. She's still beautiful.
On AOC, that's my favorite big booty Latina.
Watch you do a little selfie.
I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress. Ooh, I love it, AOC. Hot like a tamale. See?
Like a tamale. Tamales aren't even hot.
So, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, she's despicable as a human being, but that dress wasn't too bad on her. But no, I mean, like, I love how, so I want to make it clear, I don't think that yelling at women like that is probably the best thing to do. I think that's her sexual harassment, obviously. But
politicians in general.
I mean, like a sexual harassment thing. But on the flip side, she was not only okay with, but outright encouraged people to go harass the Supreme Court justices after Roe v. Wade. So
yeah,
the two-way street, man. She had no problem with a dude showing up at Kavanaugh's house with a rifle. So, like,
that's,
you
that's
know,
the left, that's the left-wing equivalent of the people making fun of Dan Crenshaw.
But see, the difference is Crenshaw gets it from the left, right, and the center. It's just everyone hates Crenshaw except the war profiteers, and that's all that matters when it comes to winning elections.
That's usually all that it matters with, like, old Republicans anyway.
He's not
like,
old. He's not old,
but he's, like, kind of the neocon.
Yeah. No, he's the John McCain type.
Yeah,
type of Republican politician, the kind that needs to go away for good. Those kinds that I don't know, man. It's gonna be interesting. Have you seen Herschel Walker running for Senate?
I honestly it's gonna be rough for the Democrats in 2 years, man. Like, there's gonna be a lot of people getting fucking voted out of office.
Yeah,
probably.
So the problem is, the Republicans have this golden opportunity, right? Like, in these midterms coming up here, right? Like, parties typically don't do great. Like, the party in power typically doesn't do good on the first midterm of the presidency, right? You have that. The economy's in shambles. They haven't gotten COVID under control like they said they were going to. You had the Afghanistan situation, inflation, gas prices. They've completely mismanaged this Russia thing. There's all this stuff going
Honestly,
on.
I think the most important thing is that, like, inflation is really fucking bad, dude. Like,
yeah.
like, dude, no, nothing has really been done to like alleviate, like, dude, like the fucking Biden's office was selling oil to China, dude. We supposedly have these fucking big oil shortages. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, and get hey, guess whose son was a consultant on the company that yeah, right. they were selling Mr. it to?
Hunter Biden, crackhead Biden,
crackhead Hunter. So no, so the Republicans,
hookers and crack Biden.
So the Republicans have this golden opportunity right in front of them, and you have two key Senate seats to taking the Senate back in 2022, Pennsylvania and Georgia. Who do they nominate? Dr. Oz, yes, the Oprah doctor. And fucking Herschel Walker, the football player, whose brain has been destroyed from... Dr. Oz does not live in Pennsylvania. He never has.
You know, actually, Dr. Oz is like a pretty intelligent guy, though. You know what I mean? Like,
he is, but he's still kind of gives you some con artist-y vibes.
Trump won the presidency. That's, you know what fair, I mean? That yeah. guy can win Congress, but...
Fair. But Herschel Walker... Not an intelligent guy. Look at this video. This looks like Black Biden here.
Is he actually running or is
he is the
like...
nominee. He won the Republican nomination. Nice. CTE has destroyed his brain. Watch this. This is Herschel Walker, 2022 U.S. Senate candidate.
Wait, so you can understand what I'm saying. We in America have some of the cleanest air and cleanest water of anybody in the world. So what we do is we're going to put from the Green New Deal millions or billions of dollars cleaning our good air up. So all of a sudden China and India ain't putting nothing in there cleaning that situation up. So
over to China.
Yeah, they. But since we don't control the air, our good air decided to float over to China. Bad air. So when China gets our good air, their bad air gotta move.
You know what? Pause it real quick. He's like very, very dim-wittingly explaining like the discrepancy of like US green spending versus China green
so
spending.
If you were explaining it to a 4-year-old, yes, that would yeah. be
I mean, that's no different than fucking, not Pelosi, the Kamala Harris's dumbass being like, basically, Russia is a big country and Ukraine is a small
yeah.
country. And
yeah.
Russia invading Ukraine is bad because of that.
Yeah.
It's like,
so. So Herschel Walker has also lied about kids he had out of wedlock. He's refusing to debate his opponent. Like it's
a Democrat plant. That's what he is, man.
Dude, he might be like you almost got to wonder, but he was Trump's guy. That's who Trump wanted.
So, really?
So you almost you see a guy like that, just such a train wreck. You're almost like you feel like controlled opposition. But the thing is, all these fucking blunders and he's only down by like 2% in the polls. So I mean like there's imagine if they just ran someone that you know run-of-the-mill politician and you know it's just like ugh,
somebody God. That has that NFL money though you know?
Yeah the NFL fucking Herschel Walker his son's a gay black conservative he's like
hell yeah man.
Who like will tweet like borderline racist things about black people
we need to talk one before we end the show we need to talk about that thing going on in Sri Lanka right now like
oh the boogaloo.
Yeah,
the Sri Lankan boogaloo.
So Sri Lanka is a island nation off the coast of India. Like it's okay. like right over there. Yeah, dude, they like they've been having like fucking Argentina or not Argentina, like Venezuela inflation.
Yeah.
And probably due to like everything going on in the world right now. And yeah, they just like basically overthrew their government because of it. There were like videos of like their people like overrunning the president's house and like smoking his cigars and shit. Like
I saw that. Yeah, that was fucking wild, man.
Yeah, man.
Like that. I saw the video like they were jumping in his pool and partying in his house.
Yeah, dude.
That was a whole other ball game, man. That's what an insurrection actually looks like.
Oh no, it's not them just like some bunch of fucking yahoos walking into the fucking the Capitol, man. Like shit.
It's not boomers LARPing in the fucking Capitol building, trespassing in the Capitol building. That's fucking. So before we go. Well, maybe we should call this episode Sri Lankan Boogaloo. I feel like that just comes off the tongue well.
Before we go, we only talked about it for a little bit.
That's okay. Before we go, you got to see. So I've been watching like some historical speeches, right?
Oh, are you about to play a Hitler speech right here?
No, Mussolini with my own people. So you got to see this this speech by Mussolini.
It's really funny with Mussolini, man, because you talk to like old Italian people, and there's a lot of old Italian people that still liked Mussolini.
Yeah, well, Mussolini wasn't racist. It was just all nationalistic. Like, that was his thing.
Yeah.
So here's a speech from Mussolini real quick. Give me a second.
Mussolini's big old head.
Fuck you with a Tupac. Yeah, where the motherfucking dogs at? Throw your motherfucking middle finger. We gonna do this shit like this. My baby, let's stress and keep a best from protecting from the power of a Smith & Wesson.
Dude, Mussolini was like 5'4".
I know.
Ain't nuts but my man tip. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Ogre, a straight soldier. Walking at the busters, no matter how you talk. Niggas never die.
You know what's funny about Mussolini, too? That guy's got like fucking relative or like descendants that are still in Italian politics right now.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
You're related to Mussolini.
Dude, wouldn't that be wild if I was?
I think it's crazy like that people think it's all cool that like the like Italian mafia helped the fucking United States when they like invaded Italy. But it's like, is that really a good thing that we worked with like the really powerful organized crime?
We've done it throughout history. Look what we did in fucking Afghanistan to fight the Russians. And
yeah, right.
The United States, like our history has just been us siding with slightly less bad guys.
Then
we end up fighting later on.
It depends on who you talk to. If Mussolini or the fucking mafia was the bad guy.
Well, the mafia hated him because he cut out their bottom line.
Yeah, dude. And he went hard against the organized crime in Italy, which was like running rampant in like post-World War I Italy. It was like terrible.
That's why so many of them started coming here, because we didn't have it under control like Mussolini did. Yeah. And that's how he came to power, was scaring people about the mob. So it was like, but we got to wrap it up here. Just did an hour. It's 9:15. It's my bedtime. Not really. But you got anything you want to plug real quick?
No, not right now. We're going to be moving hopefully in a month. So
There you go. So sorry about the delay. Like he said, he's moving. That means there will probably be another little bit of a lapse, but it is what
hopefully
it is.
Hopefully not as long. I'm only moving like fucking 100 feet that way. So.
Yeah, my life has been chaos for the last.
Caleb had some real craziness going on with moving in too and stuff. God. It wasn't the easiest event for him in his life. So
no, it was not easy. I've been through worse, but it is what it is. So, upcoming shows, dude. I'm fucking booked through like October, I think.
Nice, man.
So I've got this Friday upcoming, I'll be in Norfolk, Nebraska. I don't even know the name of the venue. I should probably figure that out before I drive there. But I'll be in Norfolk, Nebraska at let's see, here's the name of it. The Connection Project. Don't know where that is, but it's in Norfolk. If you're in Norfolk, you know where everything is. There's like one street in the whole town.
Norfolk's one of those actually like bigger small towns. Kind of like
Springfield. I know. I'm just fucking with them. I'm from Omaha. I'm an elitist. Anywhere that's not Omaha or Lincoln might as well just be, you know, the fucking ghost town from the Wild Wild West days. But this Friday, it would be July. What day will that be? The 22nd. Yeah, it'll be Friday, July 22nd in Norfolk. Then we got August 4th. I'll be in Council Bluffs, and then the 5th and 6th, I'll be at the back line. And then the 13th, I will be headlining for Scott Zimmerman's governor campaign show at a beach bar in Omaha. I warned him I'm not going to hold anything back, because his original headliner dropped for some personal shit. And he came to me and he's like, look, I really don't want to fuck with anybody. I know you can do like 30 to 45 minutes. Can you just of solid shit? Can you do it? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not holding anything back. And he goes, That's fine. So I have that. And then
that's good to have a friend that you know that can just be like, oh, yeah, dude, you want to just do 40 minutes, man?
I can step in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so I'll be doing Scott Zimmerman's show. I'll be headlining that. I know like my friends in Omaha, they're like, I just want to see you close, because usually when I'm headlining, I'm out of town. I'm usually hosting shows in Omaha, but I know a lot of my friends and family are like, hey, I want to see you headline a show. I want to see you just do like the end of it and do like 30, 45 minutes. This is your opportunity. It's a Saturday, August. It's here in Omaha. Just come through. It's not going to be stupid expensive. The drinks will be cheap. It'll be a fun time. I can pretty much say whatever I want. They love the First Amendment there. August 26th, hosting the Roast Battles. We are running.
I saw that. That's going to be fun.
Bringing them back, dude.
You guys should go to that. That's going to be funny.
It's going to be just hysterical. Like, we got Mel Mackey and Damon Tucker. They're boyfriend, girlfriend. They're roasting each other. Right. We got. That's
fucking funny, dude.
Our headliner marquee matchup.
Soon to be single Mel Mackey and Damon Tucker.
imagine if we like ruin the relationship. Wouldn't that be funny? Yeah. I'm such a sociopath. Our marquee headliner matchup, though, will be Ben Webb versus Justin Healy. Because
yeah, that's going to be funny, man.
For some reason, those guys do not like each other. And I cannot figure it out. But I've
Why?
In the,
what?
In the group. Oh, let me read some of the shit that's going on in this group chat. Like, they are roasting each other in the group chat. And I'm like, boys, save it. Like, don't blow your fucking load here. He says,
I mean,
so here.
I don't get why anybody wouldn't like Ben Webb, man. Ben is like, he'll say some shit to you, but like, you know, in the end, like, he's a nice guy, like a good guy. You know what I mean?
So, Justin Healy, in response to something that had nothing to do with Ben in this group for the roast battle, says, I do most of the baking episodes. You're talking about like recipes. And Ben goes, and just like Paula Deen, you'd call Lavetti the N-word, all while others form a line to get a slice of your girlfriend's pie, you flower snorting cuck. That's just mean.
Has he ever called anybody the N-word?
Not that I know of.
What the fuck, man?
And then Monty Scott chimes in, racism against black people is the easiest, to which I said, you've never been the only white guy at Native American Thanksgiving, and it shows.
You've never been the only white guy at a Mexican Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, Native Thanksgiving, I mean, there's special connections with that day and what my people did to them, so it's kind of like, eh. And Monty says, I don't like being around people who've been defeated too often. I said, you know what? It's a give take thing. They roast me on Thanksgiving. They get blankets for Christmas. It's an even trade. So it's, you know, that's all. It's all good. But they don't listen to this show. It's fine. Then I got September 11th. I will be Wichita, Kansas. That'll be fun. I'll be my friend Ronnie Glenn Williams, be doing his show down there. He came up and did mine a couple of months ago. I can't wait. I made some good friends in Kansas. They're hoping to have me back in Emporia soon at the theater down there. So we'll see what's going on. And I got one more announcement. Oh, I got another show in Lincoln in October, date pending. And I got one more announcement, nothing to do with stand-up comedy. I can't make it yet. I got some loose ends to tie up. I don't want to fucking go out here running my mouth before the ink is dry. So stay tuned. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be great for everything else I have going forward, this show included. So I think it's really good. Everything's going to compound on each other nicely with it, but I'm really excited about that. And I think it's a great opportunity. And I'll keep everybody posted once we have more details and once it's more official. But yeah, I'm super pumped about it right now. I had like a hour and a half long phone call over the weekend about it. So we're psyched. Hit. We've talked about it on here before. You got to go back and find it. It's an Easter egg.
Somewhat jokingly at first.
It's a person we've talked about on here before in a somewhat joking manner. So go. Nick's a lot harder on him than I am.
Okay.
So we'll leave it at that. You guys can go back and find the Easter egg. But no, it's a super good opportunity. I can't wait. It'll be lots of fun. And like I said, I think everything's going to really work out for the best. And it's going to be help me build the brand on this show and stand up comedy. And maybe I'll run for office someday and it'll help me build on that, too. So, no, that's the one thing Mia's told me that she draws the line at. Absolutely not. She said, you can do whatever you want.
Politics.
Comedy podcast. You can make that pop punk album you keep talking about. Brent Bradley and David Terrell Green and I are working on a movie. She's like, you can do all that shit. You are not going to run for office. I do not want our lives drug out in the public. And I'm like, you know what? That's fair. I got enough shit to keep me.
Dirt they can dig up on me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. She's got a checkered past, all right? But
she's definitely had people killed before. Like
only a couple, and they had it coming. So that's the good word. Thank you guys so much. Sorry about the delay again. You know, life gets in the way, and fortunately, it's not like we're on some like live stream, you know, schedule here where we have to get it out on like Wednesday evening and stuff. So we kind of do these as we can. And sometimes you get more than one in a week, and sometimes you get one in 4 weeks. It's just how the cookie crumbles. But glad to be back at it. I'm getting my studio finished up here. I got some dope additions to the studio. It's going to look fucking killer once it's done. I just got to get everything.
Three doors in the background there.
Yeah, there's three doors instead of two. No, yeah.
I only got one hallway entrance.
This is not my background. This is a temporary setup. I've got something I'm working on. It's going to be sick. You just got to wait and see. But I've poured some money and time into it. So it's going to look pretty sick. And then when we have a house and I can set a studio up in the house, it's going to be even sicker once I can do everything I want with it. But I think like my end game is like my friend Matt, you know, him. He paints like murals and stuff. Right. And I want to get like an outer spacey thing.
That would painted, be fucking like, sweet. Fucking like planets. A canvas to hang up in the back. Like,
yeah. No, I'll have him paint the whole wall.
Damn,
that'd like be cool. Planets and UFOs and shit, stars. I think that's my end game for that, but it can't really do that until you have it. Cause I mean, I'll be out of here in a year.
You could do it in an apartment, but yeah, then you have to paint over it.
I'm going to move in a year. So it's like, it'd be dumb. I want it to be somewhere I'm going to be for at least, you know, 5 or 6 years. So it's like, yeah. So that's the end game.
That would be sad. So
yeah, for sure. So that's the end game there. But no, it's been fun. We did an hour and 5 minutes. Let the record show, hour four and a half. So yeah, thank you guys so much. It's been Bread and Circuses. Make sure you follow me on all the socials at Caleb Isn't Funny on Twitter and Instagram, at Caleb Salvatore Comedy on TikTok, where I'll be pissing motherfuckers off every day. Peace the fuck out, y'all.
Deuces, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.